Stephanie, how are you?
I am great. How are you doing?
Good. Now, you're on the air with me now. Stephanie is the, well, mom of the former Big Mama, the chicken which has passed away. Do you want to talk about Big Mama today, or is the voice not really up to it?
No, I would love to talk about Big Mama.
All right. Now,
for sure.
Because yesterday we did a little story on it. Zach's here. Zach, say hi to Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
And there's
Hi, Zach.
And there's Chelsea.
Hey, Stephanie. Thanks for joining us.
Yep.
So, hey, thanks for inviting me.
And so this whole thing about Big Mama. Tell me your remembrances of Big Mama now that she's left us.
Well, she really was a special chicken, and I think that's why her story has become so popular. The news of her obituary has literally spread around the world. And I think it's the fact that, you know, she persevered through some tough times in the beginning, but then ended up becoming a, you know, very loved and very cherished pet of our family.
So how long was she with you?
We had Big Mama just about 6 years.
Wow.
And but we adopted her as a full-grown hen. So to be honest, we're not 100% sure how old Big Mama was when she died, but we do know that we had her for quite a while.
Now, one of the pictures we saw was her in a little boat in a swimming pool.
Well, one of the great things about Big Mama was because in those early days of her life, she really had a very unusual upbringing. She was used to being around humans, and she was very curious about what humans were doing. And my husband and I had just bought 2 kayaks, and on a whim, we decided to throw one of them in our pool. And Big Mama was extremely curious about this. I mean, she literally was up at the pool's edge looking at the kayak. So we finally decided just to put her in the kayak and let her just cruise around in the pool. And she loved it. And so we shot a photo of it. And it's proven really popular. But again, you know, most chickens don't do things like that. But that's what was so unique about Big Mama. She loved doing things like that.
So now, was this the first chicken you've owned?
No, she wasn't. I already had a flock. In fact, I think that's why the vet clinic in Houston, they were looking for a new home for Big Mama. I think that's why they really did decide that I would be a great fit for Big Mama, because I had the flock, and we were really wanting Big Mama to experience life as a normal chicken as much as possible.
So you're in a chicken database somewhere, is that it? Like a chicken adoption database?
Now I'm starting to sound like the crazy chicken lady. Thanks.
All right, but it sounds like Big Mama was more inquisitive than your average chicken.
She absolutely was. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. You know, she was fostered by the vet tech in Houston, and she would often tell me about how Big Mama would, you know, be in the house, wondering what was happening with them, stealing their food. And a lot of that behavior really transferred here in College Station. Big Mama did the same things with us. She was always trying to get in the house. She would follow people around constantly in the yard. She was definitely not your average chicken. There's no doubt about it.
Big Mama, the prankster chicken. Now, did she take offense to having a name Big Mama? Did that bother her in any way that you could tell?
No, and as it turned out, you know, when we first saw photos of Big Mama, she you know, wasn't a very large Rhode Island red hen at that time.
Yeah.
But, of course, in our care, we really did spoil her. And
oh,
we,
you porked
we gave
her out.
Her,
yeah, no kidding.
You know what? I've done that with my dogs, too. So I think I need to work on that.
So what did you feed Big Mama? Like Purina chicken chow or what? What did Big
you know,
Mama eat?
Again, she was used to human food. What we did was we did a great mix. We obviously fed her chicken feed and bird seed and mealworms. She loves mealworms. She also loves popworms, which are black larvae, black fly larvae. And she really likes some of her favorite human treats, bananas, grapes. But to be honest with you, I'm not sure there was many things that Big Mama would turn down.
Yeah.
Pretty much anything you gave her.
Sounds like Zach.
Yeah, pretty much. Me and Big Mama were separated at birth, probably.
All right. So now, who decided, how'd you come up with the idea of putting the ad in the Eagle?
that was my idea, and it was really just a testament to how much I loved Big Mama. I knew her story was unique. She was not your average chicken, and she really was family to us. I know that may sound crazy to folks that have never owned chickens, but we truly loved Big Mama, and it just seemed so fitting to kind of share our love for her with others. And it was just a nice ending for such a beautiful chicken.
So how far has this publicity gone? I mean, what kind of contacts have you been getting?
Oh, my gosh. It's actually gone international. Just this morning, I saw a news outlet in the Philippines ran a story about Big Mama. I truly never expected this. I know there's been stories in Nebraska, Oklahoma, Virginia, North Carolina, and other states. And, you know, once UPI picked it up, you know, we knew that Big Mama was world famous.
Without a doubt. Well, and our services did it too. You know, in a world where we have so much bad news, I don't know if you heard, the doomsday clock is at 2.5 minutes before midnight. We're all going to die. It's so great to have a story like Big Mama out there to make us feel better.
You know, I think you've hit it spot on. I think really Big Mama's story is so wonderful, and it's definitely a feel-good story, and I think it really does give the green light to people that it's okay to love your chicken that much. It really is.
Stephanie, you're a jewel. Thanks so much for calling us.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Bye, Stephanie.
Big Mama.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.